You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Behemah of Maaser Sheni money. You buy a behemah of Maaser Sheni money. Is there a din b'chor? So he says, he brings you a shalmi. It's totally on whether Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa, mamon hidya. If it's mamon gavoa, then there's a patur of hektesh from b'chor. Because of the pasuk Yisrael, right? La'afuke akum la'afuke hektesh. The second was behemah shel shvius. I mean, what's behemah shel shvius? Not an animal that's born in Shemitah year, but rather an animal that's purchased with Shemitah produce. What is the halach of that animal? So our gears in the Gemara says that it is pata from Bechor because lo achlo v'lo l'sorfa. Anything that is Shemitah must be eaten and not burned. So the minute you convert the peros into a korban Bechor, part of the Bechor is makrif l'gavim mizbeach. Therefore, there can be no kedushas Bechor because lo achlo v'lo l'sorfa. The Rambam, however, is a different gears in the Gemara. Lo achlo v'lo l'schora. And we're trying to figure out what is the problem of lachla v'lo if the peros of Shemitah are turned into a b'chor. So we had some different possibilities. What were those possibilities again? No, the problem was the Rambam. The Rambam's gear says lachla v'lo. So the question is, why is it that if you take peros shvias and you convert those peros shvias into a b'chor, is that a problem with the issur of lachla v'lo? So we said something good? Avram, you had some ideas, no? You did.
I did.
I thought that it's Bechor because he's fulfilling his obligation to give Bechor. He has an obligation to give the Bechor.
He only has an obligation if it's the Zechir.
That's called Bechor.
But the Gemara is saying there's a mafkia from the Chiyuv of Bechor because it's impossible that Perosh Shvius will end up in a situation of La'achol V'lo L'schora. And for some reason, having a Bechor from that animal would be a form of Schora. So we mentioned the Rambam. And the truth is, the Minchas Chinuch says the Rambam makes a lot more sense to him. The Minchas Chinuch says then our Girsa, L'achla V'lo Sorfa. Because based on L'achla V'lo Sorfa, that should not be a mafkia of Kedushas Bechor. It should just be a mafkia that you're not allowed to be makriv the Bechor. But the Kedusha should exist. Like, for instance, a Bechor Chutzlarts, according to the Rambam, who says a Bechor Chutzlarts has Kedushas Bechor, just you can't be makriv in the Gavim Mizbeach. Meaning there are many cases of a Bechor having Kedushas Bechor, but not being Makrif L'gav Mizbeach. For instance, many of the Psulei Bechor, or like Kachem, Roveya, Nirba, right, Negicha, all of those cases are that it's not Makrif L'gav Mizbeach, but it has Kedushas Bechor. So Minchas Chinuch says, according to Rambam's Girsa, according to our Girsa, L'achlo V'lo L'sorfa, that should be a Mafkiyah from the Hakrava, but not a Mafkiyah from Kedushas Bechor. As opposed to the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch says, if he has the Girsa, La'ochla v'lo l'schoira, that's a mafkia from Kedushas Bechor, not just from the Hakrava. So once again, we weren't sure exactly how to interpret of La'ochla v'lo l'schoira being a mafkia of Kedushas Bechor.
How do you know it's mafkia of Kedushas Bechor,
l'schoira? Because that's the halach in the Gemara. Oh, so. The Gemara, Yud Beis Amud Beis in Bechor says, Amar Rav Chisda, Behemas Shvius, a behema that is purchased with Perish Shvius, Paturim Bechor. There's a Patur of Bechor. Not just like the Yerushalmi says by Maaser Sheni, that a behemoth Maaser Sheni is Eino Roi L'Hakrav, but it's Kedushas Bechor. There it says Paturim Bechor. So Minchas Chinuch says that makes more sense if the Girsa is La'achla V'lo L'Schora. If the Girsa is only La'achla V'lo L'Sorfa, it should not be a Mafkia of the Kedusha. It should just be a Mafkia or a Monea from the Hakrav, but not from the Kedusha. That was the last paragraph we did last week in Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so let's start now. Everyone have Kuf Dalet?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we have three more pages for the mitzvah. Kuf Dalet, Kuf Hei, and Kuf Vav. Let's see how many weeks it takes us. So, let's see. Vayeim b'kesef mishnah perek vav mechot b'churim halacha dalet. U'perek vav mechometz u'matzah halacha ches. Now, what is the point of this? The point of this is there seems to be, as the Minchas Chinuch pointed out in the last page, there seems to be a steer in the Rambams. What is the Rambam's opinion about Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavoa, or Mamon Hedyot? On the one hand, in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, he seems to say Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. But the problem is, many of the halachas that are dependent on that, the Gemara says, whether it's Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot, the Rambam passes the opposite. For instance, Matzer Shel Maaser Sheni, the Rambam passes Yotzi Yedei Chavasa. And the Gemara says that's totally in the machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ram, even though the Ram says Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, and it was Ma'aser Sheni Paskins, Yoytze with Matzah Shel Ma'aser Sheni. Similarly, the Rambam holds Yoytze Belulav Shel Ma'aser Sheni. Even though the Gemara says that should be totally once again machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Mamon Gavoa, it's not Lachem. If it's Mamon Hadyo, it's yours. So the question is, how can the Rambam maintain Hechos Lulav Yoytze with Ma'aser Sheni? If you pass into Ma'aser Sheni, that's Mamon Gavoa. It's not Lachem. So he offered an answer. His answer was that if you look at least Lagabe Lulav and Esrog, there's a Machlokas Lagabe Lulav Esrog Shal Orla. When the Gemara on Lamed Hamad Beis discusses Esrog Shal Orla, it gives two reasons why Esrog Shal Orla is possible. One is She'ein Bo Din Mamon. The other is She'ein Bo Heter Achila. So he says, you see from the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam Paskin is like that Lashon, that Orla is possible for Esrog, because Ein Bo Din Heter Achila. So you see, according to the Rambam, that the Din of Lachem, or the Din of being Yotze Esrog, according to the Rambam, is more dependent on Heter Achila than it is on Din Mamon. Therefore, even if Ma'aser Sheni was Mamon Gavoa, and it might not have a Din Mamon, it still has a Heter Achila, which would be Materit for the Din of Esrog. So the way he answers the Rambam, at least like it was is to say the Rambam's determination by Esrog and Lulav for Lachem is based on the Din Heter Achila, not Din Heter Din Mamon. That's the Minchas Chinuch's approach. So Minchas Chinuch says, if that's the approach, then I've got a little bit of a problem. Vayayim Bekesef Mishra Perek Vav Meichus Begram Halacha Dalet Uperek was a Perek Vav Mechum Tzumas Halacha Ches the Rambam Sover Ki Hai Tana Besuk Alamed Heyam and Alef right the Iker Totally Better Achila Aval Din Mamon Lo Be'ina. The Rambam seems to indicate that's what's important for him when it comes to Lachem of the Arba Minim is the Din of Yeshbo Heter Achila, but not Yeshbo Din Mamon. Al Kain Yotzi Dechovas Esrog B'Maitzer Sheni. That was his answer. In Kain Lachoira Bechor Shenolah B'Behema Trefa. Listen to what he's saying. Therefore now the opposite. Let's say a Bechor has no Heter Achila. Meaning, let's say you have a din mamon in a bechor, but you have no din heter achila by bechor. Im kein lechor a bechor shenolad be behema treifa shenitrafa achar ha'ibor ye potter mi bechor. Why? Came in the ein ha'emru uyel achila lo havi bechorcha o kol miknecha. Meaning, in order for there to be a din bechor, it says in the Torah it has to be bechorcha. It has to belong to you. It has to be called miknacha. And the Rambam Shita is that Orla is not considered to be Yotze by Esrog She'ein Bo Din Heter Achila.
Yeah, that's a Zaitig Yisar Achila. It has nothing to do with the
Shabbat. Well, he's learning that the Rambam is determining.
If the Yisar is that it has to be Lachem, then if the fact that he read it is called Lachem, but the fact that there's a Heter Achila, not a Heter, is irrelevant. Otherwise,
I agree with you. I think he seems to be getting a little confused here. Meaning he's learning that according to the Mandium, it says Orla is possible for Esrog because Ein Bo Din Heter Achila. He's learning that Ein Bo Din Heter Achila is mafkid from a Din Lachem, which might not be true. If you look at the Rambam, Perish Mishnais and Sukkah, the Rambam says the problem with Orla is it has no Din Pri. There has to be a Pri Eitz Hodah. If Ein Bo Din Achila, it's a chisaron in the shame pri, not a chisaron in lachem. But the Minchas Chinuch seems to be learning that the Mandimah says Ein Bo Heter Achila is the reason that Esrog Shel Orla is possible. Learning because Ein Bo Din Heter Achila is a chisaron in lachem. Now, if it's a chisaron in lachem, the Minchas Chinuch says, then I've got a problem. If I've got an animal that's a trefa that has no Din Heter Achila, therefore it should be mafkia. Your ownership, or your din lachem in the mother.
What are we talking about? The first second of conception it became a treifa?
No, it's talking about the mother is a treifa. What happens is the mother gets pregnant, conceives, the mother animal is pregnant, the ibor, and has a fetus inside of her. Right. The mother then becomes a treifa. So now she should be mufka from the din of Bechor, because it says in the Torah, miknecha or bechorcha. Meaning that your flock, if it gives birth to a Bechor, is chayav. And he feels that if the mother's a treif and doesn't have a din heter achila, she's not considered to be your flock.
But when was at the Shasa Ibur, was the mother a treif or not?
No. Im ken l'chor b'chor sheno mi behema treif a shenikrafa achar ha'ibur.
Doesn't it become kaddish from the time of Ibur?
No, nothing. No. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in many places that if there's a chatzitza between the behema and the rechem, the animal is not kadosh.
It's not dead rechem.
For instance, if you were able somehow, if the animal comes up wrapped up in an afterbirth of another animal and it doesn't touch the rechem, it's not kadosh. So it's the pet rechem. It's the birthing process that gives it its kedusha. So he learns that treif is a chisonim b'korcha or miknecha. The lo havi shelo kevin she'en bo heter achila. So I think this is a big assumption that the Man D'Yomer says that Urla is pasla esrog, because it's a mafkia of lachem because en bo heter din achila. L'chaora, you can still own something even though you can't eat it, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And en bo heter din achila, like the Rambam himself says in Perush Mishnayos, is a chisonim in the shame pri. And it's possible not because of lachem, because it's not a priyat hodah. The lo havi shelo kevin she'en bo heter achila. He ain't sukkah sham. Elo al korcha kamoshe kasad. Now he's going to answer not like we answered. But he's going to say you don't need a din lachem by bechor. The kan lo be'inan klal shelo. Meaning the requirement by bechor is not that you have to own the animal. That's why he held early, if you recall, behemas hefker, according to Minchas Chinuch, is chayev in bechor. You don't have to own the animal for it to have kedushas bechor. And the requirement Yisrael is only a mafkir from Goyen Hektish. Rak Goyen Hektish Alfina Mikroi. Avalo be'inan lachem she'e heter achila. Velo matzino she'bechor she'nolo mitroi velo yeh kodesh be'bechora. Al argo k'mo she'kasavno. Im kein behemas hefker na mechayeves. So he continues to maintain she'ein bo din heter achila is a chisorin in lachem. But he says the flip side, you don't need lachem by bechor. While we're saying we don't think a din of she'en bo heter achila is a chisar in lachem. It's another problem. But he seems to say en bo heter achila is a din lachem. Just el akorka k'moshe kasavna ken behem sefker na mechayavis. The lo be'in in lachem. Rak hektesh v'goy ismatu. Kein nir lefir nis dati bor. V'yesh lo papo be'in in maisa sheni v'psak mo'an vavam beis. V'od kamakomas v'ein kamakoma. Okay.
The maisa that b'chor would be asr b'achila in any event.
Correct.
So it has kedushas b'chor. I mean, that's a mum. You know, it's a treifa. Probably it's when a treifa is treifa.
The b'chor is not a treifa.
What?
The mother is a treifa.
Yeah, but whatever issues from it, it has a halacha of treifa. Cannot be eaten.
Is that true?
You call a yoytzeh min ha'asar
asar. Yeah, I know. But is that true by a treifa? Because the animal that comes out is going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be treifa. If it comes out of a treifa. Sure.
But I don't think it qualifies as Noah B'mumah.
From a tome comes out, that's right. I don't know. Is that true? Is that 100% true?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has a dimum.
Look, it's like milk. Milk that comes out. You milk.
Look, it's asher. It's asher legabei mizbeach.
It's asher
legabei. Treif is asher legabei mizbeach, correct?
Yeah.
Well, it would be asher dimum. It's asher because there's a miut. The famous question: why you need a miyud? Should be asking me. Did Mashki Yisrael
doesn't drink milk, right?
Because Mashki Yisrael. Should be it's asking me. Did Mashki Yisrael? Oh, there's a miyud, correct? A treif is not in cover of the government's beach. So you got this bechor that is not kosher the government's beach, and if it gets a mum galui, you can't eat it either, correct? Because it's a treif.
Right.
But you could shecht it and feed it to a guy, because we paskin that a bechor bal mum can be given to a guy. So that you can do. You can shecht it and feed it to a guy.
So you think that you'd have to wait for it to get a mum?
Yeah, you need a mum galui. It's a ferish gemara. Mum inside the animal is not a mum. You need a mum galui. The gemara b'choris discusses that. You need a mum galui. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I got a little scared when I saw the next ice because, well, let's... Mashkas v'rab machaber be'ezeh inyon niftara. Ayin ram perk dalvin b'choris v'tur shechonach yodeya. What are the mum?
I mean, in a sense, there is a mum. If the mother becomes a treifa because the mother's limb got broken.
But you don't know why she's a treifa. She could be a treifa because she has, I don't know.
Well, we know the mother's a treifa.
Yeah, but you don't know why your mother has a treifa. Mother might be a treifa because maybe a needle was in her head. It's not a mum galui. You don't know. communicate.
In any event, we're saying
what happens if the animal dies in childbirth and then they remove the animal? That animal is treif?
How do we know the mother's a treif? We know the mother's a treif.
If an animal dies in childbirth and then they remove the animal, you're going to tell me that's a treif animal?
No.
Dead already. The mother's dead. It's worse than a treif. Well, I don't think it's true. I don't think that's true. That happens all the time. They're constantly removing animals from...
Interesting. I will double check. I think it... I will double check.
I think he's still talking about an animal that's a tamaya. An animal that's a tamaya.
No, I don't think so.
I think Koyotsu is also. Like you said,
but it's not called an osa. The min is not an osa. The min is not an osa. The min is not an osa. I don't know. It doesn't.
There's a whole problem. Like a rosh chop doesn't drink milk because the cows are.
But milk is the milk is the animal. The milk is the treif itself. The milk is the treif. But this is not. This is another animal that's coming up. I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys. My instincts to go the other way. But I'd be shocked if you're right. The milk, that's called Yotze Kol Yotze Menata.
Yeah.
But that's called Yotze Menata.
Honey,
honey is the exception.
Honey is the exception.
That's the Gemara Mecharis. Yeah. Milk is also an exception. Honey is the exception, right?
Basa basada treifa. We learn out from there, called Yotze Menata treifa is treifa.
Let's look at the notes, which got me scared when I saw the Bechor Safek. So I thought he was going to go into Tukva Kohen, but he just mentioned it in passing. Ayin Rambam Kam Perkei Halacha Gimel. De'ein Makriv Nomi Safek Chulim Bazar. Bechor Safek. You're not sure whether this is the firstborn animal or not. So what do you do with the animal? You can't bring it as a korban because you may be bringing Chulim La'azar. Rak Yira Achiyipabo Mum. You have to let it in karamum v'yechol abalav. The misafik ain sorach litno l'kayin, and tzvi's had a walk. The amutz mechvav haraya. V'im tafsa kohen, but tzvi grabs it according to the Rambam. That's haram sham de emotzim yada. This is the big sugya, right?
Yes.
Talk for kohen. The Rambam says emotzim yada, which is against all the rishonim, toisus etc. V'rishonim chalkin ayein tur yodesh. Simon Shintes Vavad Varmatiki.
Why can't you bring it out tonight? Bring it if it's a Bechor. Give it to the Kohen the same way as Dine Bechor. But say, if it's a Bechor, then it's being out Dine Bechor. If it's not, I'm doing it as a regular Dodo of Shlom. Why can't you bring it?
The problem is what.
Bechor is eaten, it's not an Odo, so why can't you bring it out tonight? If it's Bechor, then it's
not. The problem is that the Hakrav Shlom and Hakrav Bechor are not the same.
Well, they're not.
They're not. Right, Bechor is only, right, we'll just have Bechor by Matar Chesach Kedoshim Kalim, right, is only a Matana Kineged HaYesod. While Shlomim are what? Shlem Shein Marva.
But those are Ma'akim? Usually they're not Ma'akim, the Matanas, but you do it differently.
Usually one Matana Bidiyavit is okay.
Why can't you just do it with the time?
Because there's also Hakrav differences in terms of the Emurim, etc.
Okay.
It's not the exact same, that's the problem. The Nira cave in the Suffolk Bechor in Roy Lakrava, Imkan Tals Mumbo Asu Midraban Volumina Toira, Ayemba Vodazori Gamon Bay. So this is the Minchas Chinuch's main thesis he has. What is the. There's an Isidore Raisa to be Matil or Mum on Kodshir. But when is that an Isidore Raisa? So the Gemara in Avodazori Gamon Bay says like this, it brings a Braisa. Ein Mak Kriv, Ein Mak Dishin. Ve'ein machrimim, ve'ein ma'arichim v'zman hazeh. Person is not allowed to make something kadosh, or to make cherim, or to make hekdesh v'zman hazeh. But let's say he does it. Let's say a person goes ahead and does say harezu shlomim, or harezu lebedek habayis. What is the halacha? So the Gemara says, if it's behema te'akir, the Brisa says, if he makes a behema hekdesh te'akir, and if he makes something hekdesh, then the halacha is that you are supposed to molicho, it depends what it is. If it's money, if he says harezu hektesh this money, molicho yiliyam hamelech. So the Gemara says, what does mizim mean behema te'akir? So the Gemara says, na'al delas befaneha. If a person made something or shlom all of his manazeh, you lock the animal up and you leave it there just to die of hunger. So Gemara says, why do you do that? The Gemara says, why not gistera? Chop off its head. So Gemara says, hareza bizoyan kachim. Rava amar mipnei shenira kematil mum b'kachim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean nira kematil mum b'kachim? Hareza matil mum b'kachim. So Gemara says, no. Bizman hazeh, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, there's an issur to make a mum on them. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, there's no issur to be matil a mum on an animal. That is what the Minchas Chinuch picks up on as that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It seems to say there's no iter issur to be matil a mum on kachim bizman hazeh.
So you just feed it poison, that's all.
Interesting, yeah.
But why is it chal at all? Is the question also, I guess.
It's chal, because a person is mocked something, it's chal. Hektish is chal. The problem is, what do you do once it's chal? There's a takala now. Now you've got a shlomim walking around. And anyone who goes ahead and uses the shlomim, or is avaida or giza, is over nisa daraisa. Therefore, the Gemara says, behema te'akir. And the Gemara learns te'akir means lock it up. Because the Gemara says if you would chop off its head, it would be nira kematal mumbakachim. So Gemara says it's nira, but it's not matal mumbakachim, because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that's only bizman shebeisam midishkayim. Therefore, what happens if you have a suffik b'chor? Is there an iser to go ahead and matil a mum on a suffik b'chor? So he says that it's eino roi l'hakrava. Lamaisa, I can't bring the Safek Bechor to the Beis HaMikdash, correct? Because of Safek Chulin Lazar. Therefore, based on the fact I can't bring it, Im ken hatolos mumbo asur midarbanan v'lo min haTorah, ayeh b'avodah zarah gimel beis. So he's saying an interesting chiddush. You might say that the matil mum on a Safek Bechor is a Safek Issur D'Oraisa, correct? Because maybe it is Royal HaKrava. But he says, since Lamaisa, based on Safek Chulin Lazara, they won't accept it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's a Safek Bechor, since at the end of the day it does not have the possibility of Hakrava because of Safek Chulin Lazara, that relegates the Hatolas Mum only to be an Issur D'Rabban. Because even though it's only a Safek in a Royal Hakrava, Lamaisa, since you're not Makrivit, there's no Issur Hatolas Mum. Which is interesting, because the Gemara doesn't say if something's ain't a royal mizbech. The Gemara says, "Kam bezbeis hamikdash kayim, kam bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim." So I might say, if there's no beis hamikdash around and there's no hakrav in general, then maybe there's no iser hatolos mum. But he seems to be saying, even if there is a beis hamikdash around, suffix before there's no iser d'oraisa to be matol mum.
I mean, it sounds a little silly, but usually when we have a thing of basically the shayim in a kind, it's not a zev, it's not a bias, it's what you're doing right now. Let's say matzah Pesach, we're eating it right now. But if we have a matzah from here to Yibon, I mean, why shouldn't we also be matzah mum the rice over here? Because if the next day Mashiach comes, this mikdash is built, this is going to be a derisa that could
roll
a problem. So why is it dependent on right now?
What's the Gemara says? The Gemara says got business.
But for a whole year to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. You should be also to bring it. Let's say you amatul mum in it, and then next week, within the year, the Beis HaMikdash is built. Are you not Freya? Are you over the Raisa?
It's hard to think so.
It's hard to say. So, I know, it's hard. So why shouldn't you be not be allowed to do it the Raisa now?
In other words, feed it. Why are you locking it up?
It's a possibility that it will be Royal Love Probe. It's not like more now. We're eating now, tonight. The Beis HaMikdash is not here now. You know, but here it's shy. Yeah, the concept that we are worried about the Beis HaMikdash, we're worried, we hope, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. It's a little different than the usual, the Gosh of Beis HaMikdash Chaim, the Gosh of Beis HaMikdash Ein Chaim. But here I still have an expanse of a whole year.
But at the time you're being Matil Mum, you were not preventing its Hakrava, correct? Right?
True.
And that's what the Gemara seems to say. See, but he takes it from that there's no Beis HaMikdash. He takes it another step to Minchas Chinuch. That even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and there's something preventing me from bringing it, there's no Issur Matal Mum. Right, which is interesting, because I think that's a little bit, that's a jump, wouldn't you say? It's not necessarily true. You might say, Ein Beis HaMikdash, and if that's the essential reason that's in Roi L'Hakrava, that's why there's no Issur Matal Mum. But if really, there is a Beis HaMikdash, and the only reason you can't bring it is Safek Chulun La'azara. Be'etzim, the animal, is really Roy La'krova. There's just a side problem of a Safek, right, Chulun La'azara. You would still say that's Ein Roy La'krova, and there's no Isser Hatolos Mum? He seems to say that. It's not illogical, but it is a jump. Therefore, Ve'hirichu La'el, right, Ulakaman V'parshas Emor.
And it's Be'etzim, it's Chulun La'krova. It's just a lack of knowledge.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's like Yisra Durami over
right. You can't actually bring it, but it is possible.
Right. The Harachno La'el, Lakan Parshas Emor, Kevin de Lochoz La'krov. Now, he has this idea, if something is Reino La'krov, there's no Yisra Tos Bamu. Now, if you recall, very importantly, he answered up a steer in the Rambam based on this Yisra. Remember the steer in the Rambam? In Hichos Pesulai Mekdashim Perikid Ches, the Rambam says, Kohamatil mum bekachim, the Rambam says. Kohamatil mum bekachim va'achlo. Iver belosa say of kol shetiaf lecha, lo socho kol toeva. But in Bechairis he says, Kohamatil mum enora la'achno b'shmi p'nei k'nas. So Minchas Chinuch wants to know, how come kachim is nisa d'oraisa, lo socho kol toeva, but Bechor is only a k'nas m'derbun. So he says, because according to the Rambam, a Bechor Bisman Hazem Bisman Bayisri would not be Roy LaHakrov. Because there's a Gemara in Tamur Chafal from the base that says, based on the Pasuk is brought down here in the Chinuch. See the Pasuk here, Dvorim, Yedal Chaf Yimel, V'achal Tlifnei Hashem Lakecha, Maitzer Dagoncha, Bechor Bekorcha, Makish Bechor LaMaitzer Dagon, correct? Ma Maiser Dagan Eino Meveo Mechutzarts Af Bechor Eino Meveo Mechutzarts. So he says it's a hekesh with Maiser and Bechor, and according to the Rambam, there is no chi of Maiser even in Eretz Yisrael, but by Yesheni, because you need Bias Kulchem, according to Rambam, Bichayv and Trumas and Maisers. So since there is no Maiser Bisman by Yesheni Midaraisa, there is no Bechor Midaraisa in by Yesheni. So if that's the correct case, all of Bayesheni and Bizman Azeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Din Bechor. There is no Kedushas Bechor because of the Hekesh. If that's the case, if there is no Din Bechor in Chutz La'aretz, and there is no Din Bechor Bizman Azeh because of the Hekesh of Meiser.
The drama is not explicit on the...
On Meiser?
Yeah.
Trumas Meiser is explicit.
He explicit that, no, Bizman Abayis, he's not explicit.
He is. He says in Bayesheni, Trumas Meiser, the Rambam says, we're not midrashim, only midrabban.
But Bechor wasn't.
No, that's the chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. Right.
That's his connection.
Right. Ma Meiser is Einu Chayv and Bezman Beshem is right.
He should have said it. He doesn't say.
Right. The Rambam does not say that, but he says that's why the Rambam holds that Hatolos Mum by Bechor Tita is only a knas, because Hatolos Mum by Bechor would not be an Isur Doraisa according to Minchas Chinuch.
So why is the Rambam going to take it on Rambam Lekulo? He says something Bechor is in Roda Krova, but I told him it was also Drabonim. But there's no Bechor now, this man was there. It's on the whole Bechor is on the Drabonim. The Suffolk Bechor should be Suffolk Drabonim Kulu. He should be up in Matul Mum.
He's going to take that up in a minute. I think so. V'ayei Mishlo Melech Kampek Da Halacha Aleph Herich Sham Le'inyin Suffolk Bechor Da Lo Shaykh Suffolk Drabonim Le'inyin Mutabon Mum Da Noah HaSuffolk Bido Reisa. Im came both of them to also rock mishum knasa lo shaykh sveke the rabbanu lakula. Do you know what that means?
I'm just going to say that the Hershman is a record of the shaykh or one of the Indian in the hit of the moon to nila the suffix with the rice.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
But it's not true. According to the Rambam, it's not nila. Yeah, what does it give the suffix before?
I think that what it means is the Kedushas Bechor is still there, just it's Eino Roy LaHakrova. It's Eino Roy LaHakrova. So really the Suffolk is not a Suffolk the Rabban or Eino Roy LaHakrova, but it's a Suffolk the Raisa on whether it's Kedushas Bechor or not. Because that's still a Dindo question of Mid the Raisa, whether it's Kedushas Bechor.
According to the Rambam, not. That's what I'm asking. We just said according to the Rambam, there is no Din Bechor.
No, there is Kedushas Bechor, but it's Eino Roy LaHakrova.
When when you make the hekesh, the meiser, the goncho, the bechor, there's still kedushas bechor.
Yes, because that's chutz la'aretz. The major hekesh is by chutz la'aretz. which says Ma Meiser Emevim Chutzlars Af Bechor Emevim Chutzlars. And the way the Minchas Chinuch learns that is there's Kedushas Bechor and Bechor Chutzlars, just it's Eino Royal Hakrav. So too a Bechor Bizman Bayashani would have Kedushas Bechor, but with Eino Royal Hakrav. Meaning, just like Meiser is not brought because of the Askochan, so too the Bechor is not brought. So I think that's what it means. The Noah Asam Bedar says, "In came Bute Bomum, the Asurak Mishum Kanasa, Lo Shayach Sveg Bomum Kula. Fanny's Daiti, Besavik Bechor, Lo Shayach Safik Minatorio the Chumra, Lina Tals Mum. The Alkal Panim, Kavan the Lo Chazilak Rava, Afilu Hum Behemes Bechor Vadai, Ain Isser Torah." Meaning, even if the Bechor has full Kedusha, there's no Isser to be Matamum, even if the Bechor has full Kedusha. Why? Because it's Eino Royal HaKrav, Kamo Kachim Bezman HaZeh LaRava, V'Avod Zor HaShem. V'Gam HaRambam Maide B'Mide D'Lo Chozil HaKrav, Kamo Shekasav L'Lamala. Like I said earlier, HaTolos Mum B'Bechor, according to the Rambam, even though Kachim would be an Issa Doraisa because of Lot Koshet Hafti, but Bechor it's only a Knas. Because Bechor Bezman HaZeh, Bezman Bayesheni, is Eino Royal HaKrav. Therefore, even though Safik Bechor may be Safik Dorais L'Chumra, Lagabe, the Etzim Kedushas Bechor, Lagabe, the Isser of what? The Isser of Atalos Mum, since Lamais, it's Eino Roy L'Akrava, there's no Isser Atalos Mum. It's an interesting Kiddush, right? Imkin Safik Bechor, Tomid Hurak Isser Dorabon L'Hatu Bomum. Vihim Hitol Bo Mum, Lo Shayach Koshet Ha'atu L'Cha. Hear this, very interesting. Like we said, but Kedushas Bechor itself, V'shar Kedushas Bechor, Hakol Asur Misafik. Meaning, even though you have to treat the Bechor as an Isser Doraisa, B'din Safik Doraisa L'Chomer, because maybe that's Kedushas Bechor, L'Gabe Giza Avoida, and all the other dinim of Kedushas Bechor. When it comes to Hetolos Bomum, there is no Issa Dorais from Midin Safi Dorais Lechumra.
The Chinuch is not mashma like that. If you look at the Chinuch, I mean, he argued.
Go ahead.
He said, "Benehegas mitzvazu shal Kedush Bechor Behemah."
Kedush Bechor, no.
Kedush Bechor Behemah Torah. But the Rais Beres Rabu Bad, Bechol Zman, right? At the Hekish. But when Rabban not Bechutz Lords. He's not mashma with the Chutz Lords. It has Kedushas Bechor.
Oh, okay. So in Os Chafei, he will discuss this. In Oschaf Hey, he'll discuss this, okay?
Okay.
So we'll do now three very interesting topics, which I learned the Gemara many times, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Bechoras. I am totally confused, but let's see. V'inyan Yotzei Dofen. So that's not a Gemara, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. Yotzei Dofen is a Gemara earlier, if I recall. And the Gemara earlier, I think on your test, says that a Yotzei Dofen is a Machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Yotzei Dofen is potter from Bechor, and Haba Achrav is also potter from Bechor. Right. Why? Because the Yotzei Dofen is not a Din Peter Rechen. And the second animal to be born after it might be, quote-unquote, a Peter Rechen, but it's not a Bechor. Mavur Baram Kan Perak Beis Halachadal, the Yotzei Dofen, Ein Bo Kedusha Klal, Vegam Haba Achrav, and even something born after it ain't a Bechor. Interesting. Meaning something can prevent.
You need both.
Right.
You need both.
And you need both, the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Bechor and Peter Rechen. Vim Yotza Miyut HaRishon. Listen to this. Derech Dofen. And if the first animal starts to come out in the cesarean, and then they redirect it, V'acher Zeh Yotza Rubo Derech Rechen. It starts to go out Yotza Dofen, then it goes out Derech Rechen. Das HaRambam Perek Dalach Das Vav Dolo Niskadesh. Why? The Lamafreya who Kodesh Tchila Ayyadei Dofen. Because since it started to go out Derech Dofen, even though it's not Rov, interesting, right? Vimyotza Miyot Harishim Derech Dofen, that's enough to say it's a Yotzei Dofen. Vadas HaRosh Vahatur, the Paschal Mikanu Lahaba Hu Kodesh. At the time that it was Yotzei Dofen and went back in, it's not Kodesh. But then when it then exits again via Viz the Rechem, it then gets Kedusha. Ayendor Yoredea Simon Shinyutes. Okay, Tumtum. Das Haram Kam Pekdes Halacha Hei. The Tumtum Ben Matel Maya B'Makum Zachris. Whether it actually relieves itself and urinates through a male orifice, ben matul mayim b'makom nakfas, or it urinates through a female orifice, suffik hu, that doesn't matter, v'havi le suffik b'chor, v'lo have mum. Meaning a tumtum is a suffik b'chor, v'lo have mum. Ella, in other words, the fact that it's born a tumtum is not enough to consider it to be a bal mum. Ella yamtin ad sheyipol mum. It's a suffik, and you wait until it contracts a mum. Vayinsham bekesa mishnah v'lechem mishnah tomolav. The b'shas b'chor min beizim beiz muchach. The matil mayim b'machom zacharis. This is the gemara there that says matil mayim b'machom zacharis. Havi le vadei zachar. In kenu b'chor vadei. V'niyidatin l'kohen. V'chen svelu l'rishonim. Ayein tor simen shin tes vav. Haram paragimu mehichos yisurim izbeach. The androgynous. Now the whole sugya there about androgynous is a very involved sugya. The Gemara first says it might be a question of how you view an androgynous, but then it says it might be taller on just a special miut that it says zachar in the parsha more than once. So maybe zachar in the parsha more than once comes to be ma'ayet an androgynous, even if an androgynous would technically be a zachar, you need a certain type of zachar possibly. The androgynous poisek aram kam de eno kodesh kla.
I understand the tumtum is one or the other, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's a suffix.
He's describing an androgynous.
Yeah, he seems to
before
have been
before he was describing an androgynous.
No, the Gemara actually uses matil mayim.
But if it has male and female organs.
It doesn't necessarily say the organs are not exposed. The organs are not exposed by a tumtum.
So then what do you know about the zachrus?
Meaning it goes ahead and relieves itself either from an area that seems to indicate it's a zachar, or relieves himself from an orifice, another one in a cave.
You don't see the aorta.
You don't see the aorta.
It's always the same area. It's the same area. It's not the same area.
Let's not get that type of
But that's
it. So there's now an androgynous. A goy became a geoidus, and she told the Ben that she's a isha, so the only made the tefillin. Afterwards, the Bezen knows now that she's androgynous, like, and she has also zichrus, she also has. So it's a whole shaila now, the Bezen, the Nissim, it's a whole shaila in Bnei Brak, if she has to have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs
on the man.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why Shita Taisa says you only need a Bezdin by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's the other stuff. The androgynous poisek aram kan de eno kodesh klal. The Rambam sheet is an androgynous, there's no kedusha at all. The nigzas v'nevai. And gizen avoida mutter coin to Rambam by an androgynous. The zehu b'shasham emalfim beiz lamantis firule beria b'fnei atzma. Meaning there's no kedushas b'chor at all. Meaning, not that just in the keva. The Gemara says, b'chor, it says kol petarechem, even in the keva. Talmud Lima Zohar. So what does it mean? It means that you need in the positive a Zohar to be of Kedushas Bechor, or any Bechor that's not in the Keva has Kedushas Bechor. So it's clear from here that if you're Beria Bifnei Atzmo, it's not enough to have Kedushas Bechor. It has to be an actual Zohar. Avodas HaRam Ba'atzmo Kampam Den Drogna Sofiku. Imke Havi Lei Liyo Sofik Bechor. So it says, he says, he seems to say the Rambam seems to have a bit of a stira. Because the Rambam says androgynous is a baby thing, absolutely no kedushas b'chor. But the Rambam in other places holds that androgynous is a suffix in Hilchos and other places. Ibkain, therefore, it should really be Leo's suffix b'chor. Ain like a Mishnah, Herich Bazet. V'das kam apaiskim, the androgynous zocher vadehu. V'ain kam barash v'ramban hu inyan arach. Right. It's a very, very long discussion. Be'ezus Hashem is Baruch Hu. Pati kam apam v'chiburi zeh minyan elu. Ve'avarim yet Hashem b'kudus miyuchad. V'im avol arach b'chol prat b'prat tzor chibur miyuchad v'lo basi el lo'ayre. Okay, chav dalet. V'nei tamuras b'chor. A person has a b'chor, v'kudus b'chor, and he says, harei zu tachas zu. Whatever the lashon tamura is. What is the halacha? That's a mishnah. Tamura chaf alfam and aleph. D'nechal b'mumu l'baylim. Where it says that Tamuras Bechor is not Karev, but it's Nechal B'mumo L'Bailim. V'hainu L'Koyim L'Koyim. Meaning you give it to the Koyim, the Tamura, and it's Nechal to the Koyim. The Bailim, the Bechor, the Koyim. V'chein Kozo Ram Kan, Paragim with Tamura Allah Bez. The Khan Parish Harab Bartanur Sham the Mishnah Paragim, Mishnah Hay and Tamura.
I said, you give what to the Khan? Which
you
one?
Give the Tamura to the Khan, yeah. Tamura's Bukhar to the Khan.
But the Bukhar itself is regular Bukhar?
Yeah. You have a Bukhar, right, the both of them are Kodesh, right? What's the Lashon? Lo yachlefen of a lo yamir asai?
Zebeze.
What's the Lashon? And then Chumash?
Lo
yamir asai, v'ayu shnei
yamkadosh.
Who's from Rasa yamkadosh? They both have Kedusha. V'chidush, shebetayt ha'zvach ha'ahem al-beit v'amasal b'chor, kasu b'emtza ha'dibur, v'yil inyon de lo bayil l'meisla l'koin, ha'behejit t'na b'v'tamura, d'nechal b'mumun l'bayilin, m'vor sh'sarvim d'nechal l'bayilim Yisrael. So the question is, the Tamuras Bechor, is it Nechal Abaylam to the Yisrael who did the Tamura, or does he have to give also the Tamuras Bechor to the Kohen? That seems, he says, to be a Machlokas. Which is, I'm not sure what that Machlokas is totally on or not. But it seems to be, he brings on this Machlokas about Tamuras Bechor, whether the Yisrael can keep or he has to give the Tamuras Bechor to a Kohen.
Well, it sounds like that Machlokas, does a Tamura get an identical din of the original? Is the Tamura also Asa Bagiza Ba'abada?
Sure.
Would that be
Machlokas?
The Tamura?
You say, who would Tamurasa? You can't.
Right, okay, like any
question. That question is the whole question of Maseches Tamura. What is the nature of the Kedushas Tamura here? So now Oschaf Hay is the question you brought up. What is the actual din at the end of the day of Bechor Chutz La'aretz? So let's look at the Chinuch. V'noheges mitzvah zu shal kiddush Bechor Behemah Tahara midoraisa be'eretz Yisrael b'vay Bechol Zman. Meaning the Shitas Chinuch, like the Ramban Hilchos Bechoros holds, there's only a din of Kedushas Bechor in Eretz Yisrael. There's no kedin of Kedushas Bechor at all in Chutz La'aretz. Based on the Gemara and Tamura. K'mosh Darsha Rav Tzvi Zichrono Livracha Mitaksiv V'achalt Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Maisa Degancha Bechor Bechorcha Makish Maisa LeBechor V'makom Shemevien Maisa Mevien Bechor In Mevien Maisa Mechutz La'aretz V'im Mevien Bechor Mechutz La'aretz U'midurabanan Af Bechutz La'aretz. But there is a Kedushas Bechor midurabanan Chutz La'aretz. So the Chinuch Shita is this Hekesh is not just a Mafkia from Akrava, but it's a Mafkia from all Kedusha, correct? So he says, Nimshach Acha Divrei HaRambam, which is interesting. That's not the way the Minchas Chinuch learned the Rambam earlier, correct? So let's read on. Nimshach Acha Divrei HaRambam. Perk Alfi Bechoris Halacha Hei. Lefi Girsa HaYeshor HaShoyes Lifnei HaRishonim. HaRaivet Sham VaRambam Sof Perk Hei Michos Bechoris. The Mitzvah Zuhin Noheges Bechot Lorets. UBaRambam Avur Darehu Kechulin. According to the old girsa in the Rambam, and the one girsa in the Rambam says Bechor Chutz La'aretz is a mafkir from all kedusha and tareu kechulin. Ve'sigo alav harayved v'aramban ein shem bekesav mishnah shekasav the lekulam nizdamen girsa mutars b'Rambam v'hagirsa nechayna. The kesav mishnah says they all had the wrong girsa in the Rambam. The girsa that says tareu kechulin Bechor Chutz La'aretz was an incorrect girsa, but rather the mitzvahs b'chor behema tahara noig b'aretz u b'chutz la'aretz. The Chetzim Mishnah says the correct yours of the Rambam is that behema chutz la'aretz has kedushas b'chor just me'ein mevin b'chor behema tahara mechutz la'aretz shenemar v'achalta. The itzkish l'maiser. Elo yecha b'mumo.
Give it to the kohen.
Yeah, give it to the kohen, but the kohen cannot.
Okay.
So that's an interesting question. So this idea you do not like, that has Kedushas Bechor Be'ein Mevin, is telling two girsas in the Rambam, right? And the Chinuch and the Ramban and the Ravid do not agree with that. And they say, there's Mamish no what? Mamish no Kedusha. It's interesting that the Chinuch went after the older girsas in the Rambam. Dimshalach Gisa Yeshana, V'lo Hevi Shum HaSaga Olav. V'as HaRamban Hesag Olav Mikamakom Es B'shas. Now, as the Ramban says, there are many cases in the Shas where it appears that Bechor Chutz La'aretz has a Kedushas Bechor. For instance, the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis says, Mari Bar Rachel went ahead and didn't want to have a problem with Bechor. So he sold the ear of his animal to an Akum. And as a result of that, he was punished and his whole flock died. So the Gemara said, why did his whole flock die? It says it's mutter to go ahead and to go inside the animal before the animal is born and be matomum. So the Gemara says, yeah, to go ahead and to be mafkia hakrava, that's okay. But to be mafkia the bechor from the kohen is not okay. And what Rav Mori Baracha wanted to do was, he not only didn't want the problem of royal legavim mizbeach, but he didn't even want to give it to the kohen. And for that he was punished and his whole flock passed and died. So you see, Rav Mori Baracha was afraid of Kedushas Bechor in Chutz Laaretz. So Ramban says, you see from there, that why did Rav Mori Baracha have to sell the ear of his animal to a guy? He lived in Bavel. Mashman Ramban says there's Kedushas Bechor in Bavel, right? Alkol Ponim Havilela Rav Mechab Avi Das HaRamban Kedaka Bechibra Zeh Ach Be'emes Nira Degir
Sar. The Sinuch is not going like the Rambam all the way. Because the Rambam...
The Chinuch is going like the old gears in the Rambam.
But not totally, because you said that the Rambam holds that even the Zman Hazeh, since there's no Meiser, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedushas, there's no Hakrava of Bechor. And the Chinuch says...
That's according to the other gears in the Rambam.
But the Chinuch is going like the gears of Yishen.
Right.
Yishen.
Right.
But the Chinuch still says that in Eretz Yisrael, the head of the Kodesh Bechor Behem Kidra Wehma Turb and the Rites of Eretz Yisrael about Bechol Zman. According to the Rambam, Bezman is it's not, even in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's what you said.
That's what the Minchas Chinuch.
Yeah.
Right, so the Minchas Chinuch will say that the Chinuch does not agree with that.
So the Chinuch is holding the Rambam part way, but not all the way.
Right, because he might not accept the Rishitas Rambam Meiser. Bezman is it, right?
In Eretz Yisrael.
Right, in Eretz Yisrael.
He would hold that, obviously he holds that this Meiser in Eretz Yisrael was Manas and the Reiser.
Or maybe he doesn't hold of the Minchas Chinuch's extension of logic, right? The logic is, in Chutz La'aretz is no Meiser.
Not the Rambam clearly doesn't say that this Manas is no Meiser in Eretz Yisrael. He does, right?
He does say that. But he doesn't extend it to Bechor Befer. The Minchas Chinuch only uses that to explain why the Rambam holds Matum Mumba Bechor is not an Issur D'oraisa of Kol Shetiavti Lecha, right?
He doesn't hold like that.
He doesn't talk about Bechor.
Right. He used that to answer up the Rambam. Why in Perek Yudches Psulei Mekdashim, Matum Mumba in all Kachim is Lo Socho Kol Te'eva, but Matum Mumba Bechor is only a Knas. So that, he says, is because the Rambam feels Bechor is Enoroi Lakrava. But he only used that to answer up the Rambam. So the fact that the Chinuch seems to reject that, like you said, that's Midrash Beit Yisrael Bezman Hazeh, correct, seems that the Chinuch would argue on a few of those assumptions, correct? Any one of those assumptions. Okay, let's read this last two paragraphs, hopefully. Like I mentioned to you, the Gemara and Bezman Bez of Mori Baruch seems to say Mori Baruch wanted to avoid Din Bechor and Bavel. Alko panim havile arav machabel havidas haramban kedako bechibur zeh. It's interesting. I don't know if that's true. He always brings the Ramban. Ramban argues with the Ramban. Okay, he feels he should have brought it. Ach be misnira the gears arav machabel shaylo barabam share nog mid the rice elabert shom mid the ban apachotarts loke gears are shon shaylo him barabam the bechutzla artsum chulin gama kmoshe kosev kan lahedja im kan kol akushes kshan Ramban shami kama amaroyim bebeitzach of zayim beiz. Ubechun them dalam beis umirav mori baruch like I mentioned bechoris beis on beis the chol hino raw bechoris for rav mori baruch have a makna right of kuyami bechora bechol hanu amaroy ha bebava shmo mina the bechor noig bebava lo kasher la rav machaber why the min the rabbanon noig bechutz laaretz moda haram the noisman kain gam kain the chol the kikun rabbanon kain the rashi tikkun ach min haTorah in a noig klal b'shum kedusha.
Even if it's chulin, you give it to the kohen.
Because midrabbanan, there's a din bechor. Midrabbanan is a din bechor. It's interesting. The Rabbanan say that's Kedushas Bechor, therefore you give it to the Kohen.
So why didn't they do it by Safek Bechor? Why didn't they do it? And why didn't they make every case give it? What is kind of the Rabbanan is this? I don't understand that.
Look, the Chinuch says Beferish, correct?
Yeah.
Umid Rabbanan Af
Chutz Lars. There's a source in the Gemara. There's a source in the Gemara that there's a Rabbanan Af Chutz
Lars. No, when you have a Safek, then it becomes like a Dinamominus already. But when they make it a Chonet, they just have Kedushas Bechor with Rabbanan.
They should have made this in the Gemara by Safek.
In other words, if Rabbanan are already...
Safek is not Kedushas Bechor with Rabbanan. If they make something with Rabbanan as Kedushas Bechor, that's Kedushas Bechor. When something is a
I understand.
So it's bothering Tzvi is in Chutz La'aretz they have to make the takana, but a Safek Bechor they couldn't make the same takana?
I don't understand. It's Chulim Gomer they make a takana in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Why? Why should they make this? I mean, the Gemara says that they made it, or he's just trying
to... The Gemara to never says that they made it with Rabbanan. The Gemara has many cases where it says that in Bavel, the Gemara says Rav didn't get smicha of Yatir Bechoyres in Bavel. Mm-hmm. And so Rav Mari Baracha, who lived in Bavel, sold his animal to a guy, mm-hmm. right? So it's mashma many Gemaras the Ramban brings, there's Kedushas Bechor in Bavel. Just the Ramban says, hi, what about the Gemara of the Hekesh to Meiser? So the Ramban says that means Ein Makriven, but it has Kedusha.
That I understand.
He says that all those other Gemaras could be answered when the Rambam says Hariyo Kechulin, he only means on the Raisa level. And the Rambam really holds like the Chinuch, that even though there's no Kedusha Bechor, Bechutz La'aretz, Midoraisa, Midorabadon, there is. Okay, it's interesting. The Rambam never says
that. Very difficult. I find that difficult.
That there's a Dindar Abadon?
Yeah, I find if you say that, it's a Bechor. But you can't be makrivit, so that I understand. You can't be makrivit because we have a hekesh to meisa. But to say without a source in the Gemara that there was a rabbanon, stam they gave it to makrivit, the rabbanon, chutz la'aretz, where it's chulin mamish.
By the way, take a look at the footnotes on the Chinuch Zayin. Ubekisvei yad paris noisav kan. In the paris kisvei yad, it says v'yesh omrim. Taka the Chinuch does bring the Ramban, correct? In another girsa. So what the Minchas Chinuch is upset about or worries about, how come we didn't bring the Ramban? The Kisvei Yad in Paris says the Yesh Omer, he did bring a Yesh Omer of the Ramban. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Hain Shane Makrivin La Ramban, all the Shizar Machaber, the Aino Kodesh Minator Klau, Huadina Idna, right? This is again his idea that if you have this Hekesh, it would apply to Bizman Azeh. But Phil Bizman Bayashani Bime Ezra, Kavan Lashizaram Perak Al Mikhusum Halacha Chavav, Maisa Dogan, Aino Noid Minator Bet Israel, Vagan Bime Ezra, Gan Bechor Aino Noid Lachol Chad Kiddi Islay, Ola Inin Hakrava, Ola Inin Kadir Bechor. What you pointed out, Shai, right?
Yeah.
Rocky Ma'aretz, right? You hear what he's saying? He's saying the problem is the answer we wanted to give that the Chinuch doesn't hold like the Rambam Lagabe Meiser is not true, he says. So how are you going to answer the Chinuch? If the Chinuch holds like the Rambam, that Meiser Bizman Hazeh is not the Raisa, then Lachori shouldn't hold that Shaykh Be'eretzo Bizman Hazeh. So when it says Be'eretzo Bechol Zman, the Chinuch, he says, really means after Ein Be'eretzo Mikdash Noi Bechor, after Eino Yochalak, and Mekom HaKadosh Bechor Olav, Bizman She'ein Eretzo Bekdash Osa, Havei Le'inyan Zeh Kachot Zorz, Ab Bizman Be'eretzo Mikdash, Kenyo Fiyas Dati Bar. So how does he answer the Chinuch Nira, the Sphere, like that's Aram Le'inyan Meisuf, Kavanosa Kan Bechol Zman, when he says Bechozman, he doesn't literally mean all the time. He means any time that there is a Chi of Meiser, there would be a Chi of Bechor. That's what he means, Bechozman. And Taka, where there is no Chi of Meiser, there would be no Chi of Bechor. So he does not answer the Chinuch the way I try to answer it. Because my lack of knowledge led me to believe maybe the Chinuch does not hold like the Rambam when it comes to Trumas Meisers. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that he feels the Chinuch does hold like the Rambam. So once again, in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi, hey, right? So if that's the case, how could the Chinuch say Bechor Behemah Torah Midrash Beitzrael Bevat Bechol Zman? It means Bechol Zman that is a Chi of Meisah independent of the base of Mikdash, is a Chiyuv Bechor. But in Hachinami, where there is no Chiyuv Meiser, there would be no Chiyuv Bechor. So that's how he answers your question, okay?
Interesting. Okay.
Very good, okay. So we did our quota, which is a page on Sunday. So we have two more pages to go, Kufhei and Kufvav.
Now, that last page is full page.
The last page is a full page, plus one or two other paragraphs.
It's interesting, the story in Bnei Brak on drunkenness. If she needs a Kabbalah mitzvah,
another Kabbalah mitzvah.
Another Kabbalah mitzvah.
He's very
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free of shoes.
I told him last week, and then I overtold this, and
I can't.
So, because I gave him last week, I got envelope.
Last week, give me one more. I'll delete Nether. I can't do it now. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, I can't. Okay, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So, when will it
be? I hope this week at Belina there, okay? This past week was a short week, but Belina there this week, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the show. Thank you, thank you.
My wife said pennies around.
Penny just went back to Toronto this morning. We was here for the unfortunate travel.
I came yesterday, Howard visited you, but nobody was home.
When did you come?
7. I came by to us, but Esther had gone to Woodsburg. So she said that you probably would not be up. By car.
7?
No, you probably wouldn't be upstairs.
I was by Mincha.
At 7?
I was by Mincha. Whatever, I came by Mincha. Whenever Mincha was, I was by Mincha.
Well, that's at 8.
Were you by Mincha?
No, I went to Shara. Okay. Once I came to you, then I walked to Shara.
So, by Meister, this is Shin Sadekei. Mitzvah Zushal Meister, Vagam Mitzvah Zatruma, Einan Ahegis Minotaur, El Beret Yisrael Levada, U Bizman, She Yihi Yusham Kol Yisrael, came Pesach
Rambam. So it's Rambam the Rambam, yeah.
He says, he quotes
so Taka, then you've really got, so he's put in a corner, right?
Oh, you look at the chinuch?
Yeah.
You can trust the mental chinuch. He said, the chinuch looks like the Rambam.
Well, that's all I'm just...
How does he say it here? He says Nira? He doesn't say it's clear. What does he say?
He just says, Ulakamon Parshas Korach, Nira Tzri Lekas Rambam.
So you're not sure what he means by Nira. If Nira means it can be implied or it's clear. It's not implied, it's very clear. This is a very interesting idea. That there was no Bechor in the whole Bayis Sheni. I asked a few, like, you know, Bekiyim or Bekelish, to find me a Beferish of Gemara that showed, said there was a carbon Bechor Bezman Bayis Sheni. So we'll see.
What was the case going before that said the Chamsa just lock up the Behemoth? When that's.
No, when you're Machrim or Makdish Bezman Hazeh.
So why would they do it that way in such a cruel way and not like usual, just you stow it, let him roam around till he gets a mower. Why lock him up until he starves to death? Why always we say you stow it, till he just roam around till a thorn makes him a mower? Why it seems so, you know,
so there are a few Taisusim that discuss that issue. Of what are you supposed to do with it, Bismana, you know, what are you supposed to do with it? It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Gemara Beis, but it's also a Gemara in Gilam and Alf in Ma'aseh Behemah and Bechoros. So the Rishonim discussed the different possibilities. They're afraid of a Takala, I think.
They're afraid of a Takala. But you see, other times, there's so many times, you just say the story, you know, that wrong.
Because it has Kedushin, and there's nothing else you could, you real? There's nothing else. Look, Chatas HaMesis, you do that, correct? That's what you do with Chatas HaMesis, right?
Yeah, well, whenever you say let it roam around, you can also always say just lock it up and let it starve. Why do we ever say lock it up and let it starve instead of just let it roam around and get a mower? When you say the other.
So you're trying to discuss that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.